This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purzell. Over the course of a year, 91.7, in partnership with CET Public Television, will be examining the consequences of and solutions for the high school dropout problem. The project's called American Graduate, and joining me in the studio this morning as part of the American Graduate Initiative is Clara Martin, the CEO of the Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center. The center, located in Longworth Hall, uses the arts to help urban teens graduate. Good morning, Clara.
Good morning, Mark.
This is, I would say, on the solutions side of the dropout issue. And it was back in 2001 when Cincinnati Public Schools started searching for ways to fight a really staggering dropout rate. And as part of the effort, the Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center was founded, modeled after a program in Pittsburgh. Please share the story of that project in Pittsburgh and how it translated here to Cincinnati.
Well, just as you said, the city was looking for some answers that were sparked by racial tensions. Cincinnati Public Schools had an abysmal graduation rate. And community members and educators were very concerned and looking for solutions. So Lee Carter, who is now our board president, and Linda Trusfant, who is a former CEO, heard about Bill Strickland's program in Pittsburgh and brought him here to share his program. Well, Bill came in and talked to a number of the city influencers and educators and shared his vision about the program that he uses, which is to use the transformative power of the arts to help urban teens and adults to recreate their lives. Well, we decided to adopt that program. We didn't do exactly what Bill suggested, which was to build a $10 million building. Oh, yes. But we actually created the program based on the foundational tenets that Bill uses. And those tenets are that we use the arts, we have a first-class space, we use a very strong message of respect and success, and we believe that our kids can accomplish and create rich, meaningful lives. So based on those tenets, the Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center was born, with the focus of using the arts to help urban teens to graduate, stay in school, and pursue a higher education or, as we have developed later on, a career pathway.
Now, the model in Pittsburgh with Bill Strickland obviously was one that worked. How long had it been around, and what kind of success rate has it had?
Well, Bill has been doing this for about 30 years, and he has had similar success rates. The difference between Bill's program and our program is he's focused a little bit more on the adult population, and he's training, doing job training, and has created a number of outlets in the community where he trains adults and they go into jobs that employers have committed. And we have a similar model, although we are now focusing on our teens more so. With our Bridging the Gap program, we are training for specific jobs where employers have actually agreed to take kids into positions. So it's really a little different than your typical job training program where you get a credential and you're off on your own and good luck. We hope you find something.
Yes.
With this particular program, the kids make it through a rigorous program that begins with life skills, job readiness training at Cincinnati Works, and then industry-specific training. And then they are assured that they will have a position in one of those companies.
Now, how does the center tie in with Cincinnati Public Schools? Because this is not like a standalone magnet school by any means. You talk about the program. Mm-hmm. So how does it tie in with the schools?
Well, first of all, Cincinnati Public Schools is one of our largest supporters, and they actually give us 3 full-time staff members, our education director, we have a classroom ceramics instructor, and our office manager are all Cincinnati Public School employees. We recruit from Cincinnati Public Schools. And so when CATS was born, the idea was to recruit juniors and seniors from Cincinnati Public Schools who were in need of a fine arts credit or at risk of not graduating and help them get that credit in a supplementary recovery program, which was CATS. So we have a very, very close relationship with the school district. Over the past 7 years, I think the district has had about 4 or 5 superintendents, and all of those superintendents have been on our board. And so they have been highly supportive of what we're doing. And, of course, we benefit them because we help the kids that are at risk, most at risk of not graduating, to get the credits that they need to graduate. In Cincinnati Public Schools, you have to have 21 credits to graduate, and at least one of those has to be a fine arts credit, and then 6 elective credits. And so we're offering a visual arts credit to kids outside of the school day, because kids who are behind generally have to spend that academic day getting those core curriculars. So we actually go into the schools. Our education director goes in and is able to meet with grade level teams and students to promote and recruit. And because we do have CPS teachers on our staff, we're able to tie into the district's database, PowerSchool. So we're able to look at graduation reports. We're able to have those meaningful conversations with kids. And we are able to know who is deficient in the credit. I think the other piece of this that's really important that makes this work is we have a relationship with school counselors, principals, assistant principals, and psychologists. And so, you know, it's a two-way street. We can create plans around kids who need help, and the school district is able to support that.
Now, how does the program at the center really turn the tide of the dropout rate? You have talk about students who are missing that arts credit or some of the elective credits. Mm-hmm. How does this help them? I know it helps them graduate, but how does it help keep them from dropping out?
Well, first of all, if a student does not have a fine arts credit or is missing an elective credit by beginning of senior year and still has to take core curriculars, there's a great likelihood that they're not going to get that into their schedule. Furthermore, you can't take electives or fine arts credit in the summer. So there aren't summer school opportunities so you can get that credit. So what research tells us is that kids who don't graduate when they're supposed to generally don't return. They're not going to come back to pick up a credit. So they can come to us and get an expedited credit, as little as a 0.5 credit in 6 weeks after the school day, which is very important for them. So we have classes in the morning and in the afternoon. I think the other piece of this is that once kids get to us, we have a number of other ancillary services that we can put around them, which is where we begin talking with them about what are their plans for after graduation. Graduation is really just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
And so
it's not the end, it's the beginning.
No, it is the beginning, but it is definitely a launching pad for the remainder of your life. And so we have CYC on staff. We have a college access center. And so CYC helps kids understand what the opportunities are at the college level. We now have a workforce development coordinator through our CIF funding who talks to kids about career opportunities and actually runs our Bridging the Gap program. We've also brought in a social worker from Beach Acres Parenting Center who helps to deal with and manage the end of the social services that we need to help get kids through. So once the kids are there and working toward that credit, we have an opportunity to talk with them about the bigger picture of their life, which is core and central to the Manchester Bidwell model, is about creating a rich life. And so through the arts, the kids are learning a number of skills that can be translated into life skills. When you're asked to create a project, you take raw materials and you have to plan for it. You have to analyze it. You have to come up with a timeline. Those very same skills that are used to create a project are also used to create your life. And so we are always teaching, always talking, and helping kids to understand what that transition period for them is going to look like.
I'm remiss in not mentioning the success rate of the Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center in helping these kids graduate. Just outstanding.
Absolutely. First of all, we've had a 90-plus graduation rate for the past 7 years. 92% of our kids get the credit that they have come for. We started out with 123 students, and now we're up to about 400 annually.
Well, doing amazing work, and I'm glad to hear we have some part of a solution for the dropout program, and some great work happening at the center. So,
well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Clara Martin, the CEO of the Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center. It's located in Longworth Hall and uses the arts to help urban teens graduate. This discussion part of American Graduate, a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can visit WVXU.org to learn more about the American Graduate Initiative and the Cincinnati Arts and Technology Center. Well, thank you again, Clara.
Thank you.